The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Good morning. Welcome to your Wednesday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo, produced by Joe Sebilia, with news guy Al Gattulo, and traffic with Debbie Duhaime. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
Originally from Genesis. This is off the right dollar.
Just sold their catalog.
Genesis did?
Yep.
What'd they get?
$400 million?
Whoa! Yeah. That's a number.
That's a number. It's not as big as some of the others, but it's a number.
I mean, that's a number. Yeah. $400
million?
Yeah. I was going to say $250. Someone else who I thought would have gotten more just sold it for less than that. I forget who I'm thinking of. Like Sting or someone like that.
I wonder if all these musicians are going to regret selling because maybe they could have gotten more later on.
They want them. I mean, have you seen how old some
of
these guys
are? First of all, Bruce Springsteen, what is he, 71, 72? He sold it for $500 million.
Right.
I mean,
well,
and that's a guy
who's
still, wait a second, though. But Bruce
he's still
is still
about
a guy
to go on tour.
Right, go out on tour and still pumping out hits.
Yeah.
Genesis, they did their farewell tour. They're done. They want to get their money.
Well, Kiss has done their farewell tour how many times?
Kiss has done their farewell tour for 15 years.
But
please.
Phil Collins of Genesis is, like, injured.
Yeah, he can't move anymore.
He's shot.
Yeah, he's
That's
shot.
That's sad.
Speaking of a horrible divorce he went through. Jeez, I don't know. What was he thinking getting back with that woman? That woman was nuts.
Talking about horrible, though, if you look at the cover of today's New York Times, I know you guys listening to this don't really like the New York Times, but they do actually have occasionally great photos. This is just I've heard about the hurricane. I've listened to reports about the hurricane. But if you look at this one picture,
right
on the top, on the cover, the top half of the New York Times, it's a big photo of the devastation of the houses. I mean, it's just pieces of wood everywhere. The houses are gone. The roofs are on the ground.
If you were here 10 years ago for Sandy, anybody that is listening that was here for Sandy. No, and in certain areas too, especially Staten Island, other places.
Breezy Point.
You know about the devastation. This picture that's on the front page of the Times is of no shock to you because you experienced it.
Yeah, I don't think we had this though.
There were boats. I saw on Staten Island there was flooding damage, but not that degree.
Every house in this picture is to the ground.
Right. Well. There's a reason.
We have brick houses here.
Correct. There's a reason why that a lot of these guys in Florida, a lot of the officials were saying houses that were built before the hurricane standards had come through over the last 20 years or whatever, they're gone because it doesn't matter. A Category 2, Category 3 would have wiped those houses out too. Maybe not to the devastation that you see in that picture, but they would have been gone because they're wood. They're not meant to withstand those types of winds. At a Category 4, nothing is standing. I have a friend of mine just built down there. He's got a concrete house standing.
Right.
What house is, friend's house a couple doors down?
No, my buddy Paul, his house was in Atlantic Beach. Their issue wasn't the wind. It was the storm surge.
Right.
So, I went to the house. It was kind of nuts. Like, his living room, which I had been in dozens and dozens of times, it had sand in the living room.
Oh, yeah.
Like, 4 feet high.
My friend,
think about your house and the sand is in your house. Like your couch, you can't see a couch.
Right.
It's covered with
sand. And so in New Door Beach, when Sandy hit, a lot of houses that were built on the water or near the beach, those houses were never meant to be permanent structures. They used to be, you know,
bungalows.
Bungalows. Just a summer house.
Like, you know, Edgewater Park in the Bronx.
None of those places were meant to have permanent housing. And then developers started to build all these different houses. None of them could withstand any of that type of water. My friend's house, he had water up to his second floor. I walked in the house. You saw the water line where it was already, where it was creeping up his stairs.
Yeah, yeah.
He had nothing.
No, my buddy was in, my buddy John was in his attic with his wife and I think their son, who's like 12, 13.
Right.
And he started to panic because he looked down and he could see the water was rising, coming up the stairs.
Right.
It was, his first floor was totally covered, and now it was coming up to the second floor. And he's like, if it comes up here, we're going to have to go out the attic window and swim. I mean, if it was going to go that high.
But it's horrible what they
So what they've done is, like, so my buddy who's in Atlantic Beach, so they had to knock the house down.
Right.
They built it up. It's poured cement. It's not brick. It is poured. So it's like, I guess, cinder blocks, and they cover that with cement. But yeah, there's like 15 feet underneath is absolutely empty.
Right.
And so water can, you know, they're good for 15 feet until the house would start filling
right.
up.
I mean, and if you get to that point where it's above 15 feet, listen, you're out of
trouble.
You're,
right.
Or you're, right, you're in trouble.
You're in big trouble.
But the devastation of what went on in Florida, I mean, it's just,
well, the fear
horrific.
Here, and what this article is all about, is the biggest threat now is homelessness.
Oh, without
a
doubt.
In other words, where are these people going to go? And, you know, let's face it, a lot of these people here, I said to someone yesterday, I was like, oh, you know, what do you think about Florida? I don't know. She's like, well, it's a place where there's a lot of retired people. A lot of retired people are on fixed incomes.
Right.
A lot of,
don't have money to rebuild.
No, and who knows if what kind of insurance they have, if they have any insurance. You know, and you could, by the way, besides all these houses being wiped out, you can see all the automobiles are wiped out as well. And, you know, Florida's a driving town. It's not Brooklyn. It's not Queens. You know,
you can't walk to a lot of places.
Right.
You've got to drive.
So I really don't know. Yeah, I mean, these people, I think the president of the United States is going there today, right?
He's
going
to be there today. Apparently, he is going to meet with Governor DeSantis. None of the migrant conversation, apparently, is going to be brought up. I mean, I like how they have to tell us that beforehand. I don't believe that the governor is meeting the president on the tarmac. Apparently, the president will be going to the operations center that they're at to get a briefing. So I don't think you're going to see too many photo ops. I think you're going to see a quick, you know, shake of the hand and thanks for being here, Mr. President.
This is
much
BS.
Not like Christie and Obama.
I was just thinking that.
Yeah.
I know Christie caught a lot of grief for that.
Yeah, ruined his chances of running for president.
Yeah, well, I think he did the right thing.
100%. I don't disagree with what he did. Listen, he's the sitting president. He's coming to a state that was ravaged by Sandy that needed help, and they needed the federal government's help. You have to play the game. I mean, I don't understand what Republicans were screaming about at that point. It doesn't matter who the guy is in office. I don't care what you feel about Obama, how you feel about Trump, how you feel about Biden. The president is the president. And you need him to free up emergency money to get help to the greatest people that need it.
But
in a short period of time.
I question if 11 years later, how many years it's been since Sandy and all that went down. 10 years. Okay.
Yeah, 12. 2012.
Yeah.
12
right,
and 10
years.
Okay, so 10 years. So 10 years later, I question if, you know, just the way politics has gone in the past.
Well, it's gotten worse.
Years.
It's gotten worse because people are screaming at one another.
Of
about
course,
every
but
thing.
I wonder if it would hurt DeSantis to make time for the president and really,
well,
you
he
know,
has to
sing
make,
any
no,
praises
no, no.
for
Hold
him.
Hold on, he has to make time for the president, DeSantis. The thing is that Republicans don't want to see because DeSantis is in the conversation of running for president. If he wasn't running for president, nobody would care. But the point is, DeSantis is in the conversation of running for president. Biden has sort of made it clear, not really, that he is going to run for re-election.
Apparently, he told that to Al Sharpton. And
yes.
That's
take what
be,
you,
that's the, you know, reliable source.
Right. Take what you get from Al Sharpton with a grain of salt. My point is, there have been rumors that he is going to run again. So if DeSantis, you know, heaps praise on him, it doesn't look good for DeSantis if he is trying to run against Biden, which, again, Governor DeSantis hasn't said yes or no whether or not he's going to run.
Yeah,
so,
and Christie was got grief, and he wasn't running against Obama.
Not yet. He wasn't running yet, and then he was talking about running, and the Republicans went after him because he embraced Obama. Now, I think he missed the boat there because that's the moment Christie had raised his profile big enough nationally that people knew who he was. By the time he got into the race in 16, it was, you know, he was in a pack of people that nobody cared about at that point. I think if he had run in 12, I think he would have had you know, a better
shot. The bottom line is, these elected officials, I don't care how low you are or how high you are, in a moment of crisis like this. And I urge people to go, you can use any source that you want, go on the internet and look up pictures of Fort Myers today.
It's horrible.
I mean, it is really.
Fort Myers, Bradenton, Sarasota,
that whole
Venice.
I think it's Lee County over there.
Yes.
That whole area. I mean, these are our fellow Americans.
Sanibel Island. They still can't get to Sanibel Island.
No, yeah.
There's no bridge.
Right.
It's gone.
They got to take ferries or
helicopters.
Boats back and forth and yeah. Helicopters. Like, this is the time where you're supposed to put Republican labels and Democratic labels and conservative labels and liberal labels aside and just be Americans and step up and help your fellow American in this time of crisis.
Here's the problem. And I love how you're thinking, but here's the problem. Since Katrina, this has been an issue. Katrina happened. There were government representatives who didn't want to give aid to Katrina. Sandy happened. There were people in both houses of Congress and the House of Representatives and the Senate didn't want to give money to New York and New Jersey. Now we have Ian. You're going to find the same people doing it again. You know why? Because a lot of times these guys are trying to pass this funding, and all of a sudden Congressman Joe Smith comes along and says, "Well, you know, this is a perfect opportunity to get the $3 million that I need for my town in Kansas, who has nothing to do with the hurricane, to get money for for my state." No, the bill should only be about helping the state of Florida. Just like Sandy should have only been about the tri-state area, Katrina should have only been about Louisiana or whatever states, you know, that were affected from Katrina. The problem is these idiotic politicians try to slip all this other pork into these bills.
Like crazy stuff.
Like crazy.
You would never think that should be in that
bill. Right, because they figure nobody will read it, nobody will see it and slip it. No, it should be. And this is where Pelosi and Schumer both have to stand up in front of their respective houses and say, "We are passing a bill for money for Florida." That's it. And Puerto Rico.
Right.
And Puerto Rico.
Right.
And Puerto Rico.
We're not going to put in there that we're helping the lobster fishermen in Maine.
In Maine. We're not helping people in California lower gas.
That's why you got to listen to AM 97 in the answer, because Al Gattulo is breeding common sense. And Joseph Billy is going to teach you about scrapbooking.
Right.
Yeah, exactly.
And eating Pop-Tarts.
No, but see, that's...
No, you're 100% correct.
And the same people, when DeSantis was in the Senate, he's the one who voted against, aid for Sandy, right? Now, all of a sudden, we really need the aid for Florida.
No,
and I guarantee you there will be some politicians who will be vindictive and say, "No, you know what? You voted against us. We're going to vote against you." And that's why we continue to have this logjam.
And that's why I also don't mind DeSantis and Abbott in Texas sending some of the migrants up here. Like, in other words, it goes both ways. If Floridians need help because of the hurricane, we just given $625 million to the Ukraine.
Right.
To fight the war.
Right.
God bless them over there. I hear you. How many billions of dollars is Florida going to need?
Right. But I even get the whole thing with Texas with Abbott. They're all coming into
no,
his
I got,
state.
No, I so do I. That's what my
it's
point.
It's a big
we,
state.
We
but
all
how much
we,
can
listen.
You,
we all have to help. So now Adams, apparently there was flooding where they put them in Orchard Beach in the Bronx.
Yeah, but
so
they
now
knew that. See, that's where I blame Adams on that. He knew that area was going to flood.
I don't know if any mayor is that deep in the weeds he knows it's going to flood.
But
now, whoever's in charge of that
should
know that.
But the borough president of the Bronx is telling him, don't put it
here. I'll give you $5 if you tell me the name of the borough president.
I couldn't tell you. I only know the one in Staten Island because he's a friend, Vito Fisella. That's it. I couldn't tell. And Gail Brewer is the borough president of Manhattan. That's
no.
It. Oh, no, she's not anymore.
She was. Yeah, now she's a councilwoman.
It's Lander. Isn't it Lander now?
No, he's the comptroller.
See? I just don't care.
I don't want to. I don't know any of them either, by the way.
But the point is that the Bronx borough president said to the mayor, "This is an area that floods. Don't build it here, put it somewhere else." And the city, as usual, now, if you don't want to blame Adams, but he's
the buck stops
here, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So you have to blame him. You got to turn around and go, "You know what, guys, we need to find a spot where it's not going to flood. I don't care if these people are only here for 3 days. We need to find a spot that's not going to have these issues." That's negligence on the city. And then they spent all this money already to build it, and now have to spend it to take it down
and put it somewhere else.
And who's paying for it? You are.
The National Guard. The National Guard's coming out to help them move it.
Yeah, great. Okay.
Who pays them?
We do. Again, taxpayers.
All right. So what I'm thinking right now we should do is we should check out a little traffic. What do you think?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right, let's do a little traffic, and then we're going to come back, and we're going to have Lieutenant Colonel Robert McGinnis talking about what's going on in Ukraine. So don't go away.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer.
They still have Route 80 westbound closed between exits 58 Madison Avenue and 57 Main Street in Patterson to deal with a jackknife tractor trailer and a possible debris spill eastbound. We've got the right lane blocked through that stretch. 280 eastbound to Mount Pleasant Avenue in West Orange, there's a collision. Now the GW Bridge inbound on the upper deck, 35 minutes, 35 on the lower deck. And the Cross Bronx Expressway eastbound at the Major Deegan, there's a crash on the ramp to the Deegan blocking the left lane. At the Lincoln Tunnel, the half hour into town, and at the Holland Tunnel on 78 eastbound at 14B, we've got a crash involving a tractor trailer at the Toll Plaza blocking the center lane. 15-minute delays from both the Turnpike and the 19 approach. Sawmill River Parkway northbound before Nepperham Avenue and Yonkers, disabled vehicle. An alternate side of the street parking rule suspended today for religious observance. Meter rules in effect. You now know where not to go. I'm Chanel Crispin with Joe Piscopo, AM 970. The Answer.
Sponsored by Simple Green. This station is supported by Simple Green and SimpleGreen.com.
I'm Charles Payne, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Investors will be watching today for fresh numbers on how many jobs were created by private employers in September. Payroll processing company ADP releases its monthly report this morning. ADP recently updated its process, so it's not necessarily a preview of the monthly employment report released on Friday. In August, the Labor Department says the number of available jobs in the U.S. slipped to 10.1 million, the lowest level since last fall. Federal Reserve policymakers have cited the high level of openings as a reason employers are raising pay and passing on higher costs. Toy maker Hasbro says it will focus on fewer brands, will improve how it gets toys to market, and will transform its supply chain. It also wants to expand its licensing business. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Cosola, invested in you.
Hi, I'm Lisa Booth for Bishop Gold Group. Are you worried about your financial future as retirement gets closer? All over the country, soon-to-be retirees are fearing for their financial future as markets remain volatile. Bishop Gold Group helps you invest in gold and gold IRAs to protect your wealth and retirement during times of high inflation and wild swings in the market. Secure your future today. Contact Bishop Gold Group by dialing pound 250 from a mobile phone and say the keyword Bishop Gold, or visit bishopgoldgroup.com.
Hi, it's Joe Piscopo. My good friends Lois and Richard Nikocha have been cornerstones of the Staten Island community for more than 40 years. They're the owners of the fabulous Hilton Garden Inn, Nikocha's Rooftop Ballroom, and Lorenzo's Restaurant, Bar, and Cabaret. Visit Lorenzo's for a spectacular night out with a cabaret show offering a three-course dinner and an award-winning performance with fantastic acts like yours truly on October 28th. The Hilton always has great unlimited free parking, so you can drive right up, walk right in. Lorenzo's is also known for their Sunday brunch featuring live piano music with unlimited antipasto bar. Then you have a choice of entree plus complimentary Bloody Mary, Bellini, or imported and domestic beer, all for $32.95 per person. For reservations, call Lorenzo's 718-477-2400, extension 4, 718-477-2400, extension 4.
Today, it's Wellness Wednesday on Radio Night Live with Kevin McCullough. Sponsored by Balance of Nature, the whole fruit and vegetable capsule delivering your maximum nutrition in every dose. 100% whole food nutrition with the taste, smell, and color of pure fruits and veggies. As nature intended just for you. Try them now and see for yourself. 35% off and free shipping. Call now 800-246-8751 or balanceofnature.com. And don't miss Wellness Wednesday tonight at 7 p.m. on AM 970. The Answer.
Businesses don't run on automation or algorithms alone. What powers businesses are your people and the people they serve. At Cintas, your dedicated service reps understand what you need to help you keep your employees feeling safe, comfortable, and performing their best, so your business can too. For workwear, essential cleaning products, first aid and safety supplies, and fire protection services, visit Cintas.com.
Oh, I'm ready!
And get ready for the workday.
Listen to us online at am970theanswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or odyssey.com.
I love telling you about local Italian-owned businesses, especially during the Italian-American Heritage Month. For over 35 years, the Facci Bani family has been providing insurance advice to business and individuals in the New York, New Jersey area. Their consultative approach has endeared their clients to them, evidenced by continued renewals of their policies year after year. J.A. Facci Bani Insurance Associates' personal insurance team can design a bundled insurance program to cover your home, auto, and valuable items. This approach can save you over 15%. Their business team will become your trusted advisor. They will help you build the insurance program that's right for your business. J.A. Facci Bani Insurance Associates believe you should never be surprised at a time of loss, and all claims should be settled quickly and fairly. If you're looking for an insurance advocate to be your voice, call Joe Facci Bani directly today at 800-937-5515. It's 800-937-5515.
The Relief Factor Pain-Free Studio. Say goodbye to pain and hello to relief with Relief Factor today.
Our hosts all look like GQ models. See them now at am970theanswer.com.
Stevie Ray Vaughan. Is he a top fiver, top eighter?
Top five, top one. He's my favorite guitarist of all time.
Really?
Oh,
I mean. Where do you put Clapton in that list?
He's in the top five.
Where do you put Hendrix?
Two.
Al Dimiola.
Oh no, different set. That's a different.
Van Halen.
Eddie's three. Easy.
All right. Yeah. So that's now, you, ladies and gentlemen, you now have the. Before we get into hard news, we now know Al Catullo's top three guitarists.
Right.
Stevie Ray Vaughan.
Stevie Ray, Jimi Hendrix, Eddie Van Halen. I would say number four would probably be, I mean, you put me on the spot here.
Four would probably be,
that's a tough one.
Well,
four is a tough one.
Dwayne's got to be in the conversation somewhere.
Yeah, somewhere, but not top five. Not top five.
See, for me, Dwayne's got to be in the conversation. Mark Knopfler.
Right.
I mean, his guitar.
Clapton's probably four. Five would probably be maybe
Jimmy Page.
You know what? Five would be Page.
There you go. I got to fill in the blanks for Al Catullo. Well, someone I definitely don't need to fill in the blanks for, because I couldn't even if I wanted to, is our next guest here on the Joe Piscopo Show. This is Arthur Idala filling in for Joe, Lieutenant Colonel Robert McGinnis. Hey, Lieutenant, it's Arthur Idala. How are you, sir?
I'm doing well. Thanks for having me.
Well, I should be calling you Colonel, not Lieutenant. I apologize. My father would be very upset with me, who was a captain in the United States Army. So I heard all kinds of reports this morning and last night about what's going on in Ukraine. As opposed to me trying to explain the latest update, all I know is $625 million has just been approved to send over there. But Lieutenant Colonel Robert McGinnis, why don't you give us an update as to the state of affairs in Ukraine?
Well, Putin has suffered a humiliating set of setbacks. In eastern Ukraine, they've lost, cities like Lyman, which is a hub in the province of Donetsk. They're getting pushed back on their hind legs with regard to other places in the south. Effectively, 2,000 square miles have been re-seized by Kyiv, the capital, of course, Ukraine. Ukrainians, with the West help, our modern weapons and the like, are really giving the Russians a bloody nose. Now, meanwhile, what's really interesting, I think, is what's happening domestically in Moscow. I mean, after 23 years of being in power, Putin is really taking the heat from all sorts of critics, from the Wagner group, which is a mercenary group that's been effectively helping him. His top general has been referred to as a plywood marshal. His top general in Ukraine has really been called out by the Chechen leader as guilty of nepotism. And then meanwhile, of course, Russia has experienced about 200,000 of its own males leaving the country to escape the mobilization that Putin called for. So it is not a happy day in the Kremlin for Putin and his lackeys.
Well, here's what a rookie like myself, how I look at this. And I think Putin maybe looked at it the same way. Didn't he think that, he was going to go into Ukraine and, you know, within a week kind of have things under control?
Well, that was certainly the intent. And, you know, he put in troops that were not ready for, you know, a meaningful fight.
So why is that? Lieutenant Colonel Robert McGinnis, are his troops not well trained? Are they, they're not fighting with the passion that they needed to fight with? Why did the Russian troops get outdone by the Ukrainian troops?
Well, there's a combination of things. Certainly the Ukrainians have been training hard and equipped by the West for some years. Meanwhile, of course, the Russians were living on, you know, past ego, essentially. They weren't well trained, and then their equipment isn't all that great. And so a combination of factors take place here to, you know, really bring us to where we are today. They had overwhelming, of course, numbers, but their losses have been in the tens of thousands, according to British defense minister and others. And so you have a combination of things happening. And then I think Putin's control over his own propaganda media, you know, marginalizing those that were, you know, trying to provide an alternative, more sanguine view of what's going on, has been really retreating here of late. And so domestically, he is really suffering. And, of course, you know, the question is whether or not he's going to, you know, strike out against his opponents, as he has to a certain degree already, and whether or not that's going to have an impact on what's happening in downtown Ukraine.
Well, is there a disinformation campaign going on in Russia about, number one, why they're there, and number two, about what's actually happening there?
Well, there's no doubt disinformation is a part and parcel of what Putin has been using for years, you know, by controlling much of the media. But given the fact that you can't block out all Western media, they are providing, you know, some alternative viewpoints, and now the critics are really lining up against Putin. So, you know, I think all of these things are beginning to cave in. Now, whether or not Putin can survive, which is, of course, the question, and whether or not he will strike out with, say, you know, the threatened tactical nuclear arsenal that he has, you know, ready at his disposal against not only Ukraine, but perhaps even NATO nations. After all, the Iskander, you know, which is a short-range ballistic missile which has a nuclear capability, it could reach out and touch a European capital. So we're at a very tenuous time here. Putin is desperate. He's not going well. His critics are mounting. His people are discontent. So there are a host of issues here of grave concern that all in Western Europe and even here in the United States ought to be looking at.
Well, I'll tell you something that I looked at the other day, and it, like, popped up on my phone, and then I haven't heard much about it. And it said the Japanese officials told Japanese residents to take cover because North Korea decided to fire a ballistic missile over Japan. Lieutenant Colonel Robert McGinnis, what's going on over there? I mean, that scared the heck out of me. That these poor Japanese people. Man, can you imagine that happened here in America? That someone's firing missiles and they're telling you to go take cover. What's up with North Korea firing missiles over Japan?
Yeah, Kim is up to his old nasty tricks, shooting a couple. Actually, about five or six different ballistic missiles, one of which went over the Northern Islands into the Pacific Ocean, was a warning sign once again to Tokyo. Kim has been doing this off and on over the last decade or so. And I think more disconcerting is whether or not his preparations for another nuclear test would send further shockwaves to Tokyo, to even Washington. Now, he wouldn't be doing this unless he had to go ahead from Beijing. And keep in mind, you know, he's a surrogate of President Xi. And, you know, trying to upset the apple cart is something that Kim has been used by the Chinese to do. So we have a very volatile situation, not only vis-a-vis what Kim is doing, but what the Chinese have said about Taiwan. And, of course, the Japanese and the Chinese have no love lost. So, you know, this is something that we've been watching carefully, and we need to continue to, because I think after the 16th of October, when President Xi is likely to be reconfirmed as the third-term president and almost paramount in comparison to Mao Zedong, he will be a very powerful future leader of that country and also will have an impact on the world.
Well, last question, because I know you got to run, Lieutenant Colonel Robert McGinnis. If you were sitting down with President Biden or the heads, the leaders of the Senate and Congress, between North Korea, China, Russia, who's the biggest threat to America at this point?
There's no question China is the largest threat. It has the world's largest military. It's going to be in capability, very similar to our military, in a couple of years. It threatens our geopolitical interests across the world. Economically, it's probably the world's largest economy, and it has a lot of tentacles. They're in New York City, across the United States, and across the world. So China is the large bear, the large threat on the horizon that is going to be far more existential against us than any other power, to include Moscow.
But isn't China's economy so dependent on our economy that if they really hurt us, they're kind of cutting their nose to spite their face?
Well, they are diversifying their economy, and it is rather dependent upon our economy as well. But President Xi has every intentions of changing that around, and with the new power that he's likely to get later this month, he is beginning to rapidly transition. So, you know, we're not going to go into a shooting war with China probably in the very near future. Long term, I think that's a very different question.
Well, that's some sobering words from Lieutenant Colonel Robert McGinnis. I want to thank you so much, Lieutenant Colonel, for joining us. I know, you know, you're usually here with Joe Piscopo, so you had to settle for Arthur Idala, but I tremendously appreciate your insight.
Well, thank you, Arthur. Have a great day.
All right, you too. Okay, folks, let's check out what's going on in the world with Al Gattulo.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
56 degrees at 736. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. The funeral service for slain FDNY EMS Lieutenant Allison Russo will be taking place later this morning. Family members, friends, and colleagues set to gather at 11 a.m. at the Tilley Center, which is located on the LIU Post Campus in Brookville. Russo, who responded to the attack on the World Trade Center back in 2001, was a longtime member of FDNY, died last week after being stabbed several times near her station. The suspect, 34-year-old Peter Zizoupolis, has been charged with murder and criminal possession of a weapon. The exit ramp on the southbound Garden State Parkway from Route 36 in Tinton Falls will close until at least the middle of May 2023. The work is part of a project in Tinton Falls that will improve five bridges that bring traffic to or from the parkway. Four of those five bridges will be replaced. Detour signs will be posted to help navigate drivers to access alternative routes to the southbound parkway. The closure of the exit 105 interchange was in effect as of 10 p.m. Tuesday night. In sports, Aaron Judge became the new American League home run king as the Yankees split their doubleheader with the Rangers. The Bronx Bombers opened the Twin Bill with a 5-4 win in Game 2. Bombers got a leadoff home run courtesy of Judge to pass Roger Maris on the single-season home run list. The Yankees would go on to fall 3-2 to the Rangers. Mets coming up short in their chase for a division crown despite sweeping their doubleheader against the Nationals. The Amazons top Washington 4-2 and 8-0. The Braves won against the Marlins last night, so the Mets will now face the Padres in the wild card series, and that starts on Friday at Citi Field. Stuck in traffic, Janelle Crispin's got the answer.
Route 80 is one of those traffic areas you want to avoid this morning. We've got westbound Route 80 between exits 58 Madison Avenue and 57 Main Street in Patterson. A jackknife tractor trailer, all lanes subject to closure. We have reports of a debris spill in the eastbound side. The right lane is blocked. 280, there's trouble too. Eastbound into Mount Pleasant Avenue in West Orange, crash there. GW Bridge inbound on the upper deck, 35 minutes. Lower deck, 45 minutes. We also have on the Cross Bronx Expressway eastbound to the Major Deegan, crash on the ramp to the Deegan, blocking the left lane. Car-truck collision, 35-minute inbound delays at the Lincoln Tunnel. Looks like it's 15 minutes at both the Holland Tunnel approaches, Sawmill River Parkway and Yonkers northbound before Nepperham Avenue. We've got a disabled vehicle blocking the right lane. An alternate side of the street, parking rules suspended today for religious observance. Meter rules in effect. You now know where not to go. I'm Janelle Crispin with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
For over 75 years, Columbus Citizens Foundation has promoted Italian-American culture and heritage and has provided thousands of scholarships to Italian-American students who have academic ability but find themselves in need of financial aid for their education. It's no exaggeration to state that this scholarship program has literally changed the lives of generations. But they can't do it alone. Help make a difference in someone's life today. To find out how you can help Columbus Citizens Foundation, visit Columbus Citizens. It's columbuscitizens.org. These talented students inspire us every day. Their leadership, passion, and pride in their heritage is a winning combination. The scholarships offer them a chance to pursue their dreams and contribute to their communities. Columbus Citizens Foundation brings the Columbus Day Parade to New York City every year, and you can help them bring a quality education to Italian-American students in need by donating today. You could visit columbuscitizens.org.
There's a lot to learn and understand when getting ready to buy a home. Having a right lending team in place who can help is important. The lending experts at Citizens Bank can answer your questions about home borrowing or how to get started with a mortgage pre-approval. Call Citizens Bank at 212-857-6668, 212-857-6668, and ask a citizen. Mortgages are offered and originated by Citizens Bank N.A., NMLS number 433960, Equal Housing Lender.
Have you ever had a legal question about elder law or estate law? Every Wednesday night during Kevin McCullough's show, you'll hear from Mike Connors himself of Connors & Sullivan, Attorneys at Law, answering real listener questions. Simply email that question to askmikeconnors@gmail.com or call Mike's office at 718-238-6500, 718-238-6500. And don't forget to tune in to Ask the Lawyer with Mike Connors Sunday mornings at 11 a.m. on AM 970 The Answer and Saturday mornings at 8 a.m. on AM 570 The Mission. Joe on the radio, love telling you about folks like Sandra in Minnesota. She's been dealing with back pain for years, and you know how cold it gets in Minnesota, right? Well, seems like the cold only makes the pain worse, but Sandra heard about 100% drug-free Relief Factor on the radio, decided to try it, and even though she doubted it, it worked, and she loves it, and she's out of pain. Same thing happened with me. Matter of fact, I'm taking Relief Factor as we speak, taking my first package of the day, you know, little packet of the day. I love being able to tell you that hundreds of thousands of others have tried Relief Factor, and about 70% have gone on to order more, so we want you to be out of pain. And your first step to becoming pain-free just might be to order the 3-week quick start for only $19.95. You go to relieffactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF. It's 800-4-RELIEF. Or go to, please, get yourself out of pain by going to relieffactor.com.
We aren't mainstream news. We are the truth. AM 970, The Answer.
Stevie Ray Vaughan. This is I Walk You Round and Round, Round.
Dead or Alive.
This is a big tune.
Oh, huge tune. I call this 80, I want to say 82, 81, 82. It was definitely a, for me, it was a Skate Odyssey tune. Skate what? Odyssey was the roller skating rink on Staten Island. We used to go to
what time. Was the one in Bay Ridge?
Oh, God, don't make me, I remember because I've been there a couple times.
Yeah, there was a big one in the Ridge where everyone would go.
Right.
I don't think I ever went.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, you were too cool for it?
No, I couldn't afford it.
Oh.
My parents didn't give me money. I wasn't like you.
My mom sent us there to get us out of the house so she could clean.
Yeah. My our idea
double session on Saturdays.
My mother made us clean.
Yeah. No, but my sister and I would go double session on Saturdays, noon to like 5 o'clock.
And you just skate in a circle.
Skate in a circle.
Yeah, a riveting, and you thought scrapbooking was bad?
No, roller skating was fun as a kid.
Well, the thing was, there was an interaction with others.
Right, other people.
I used to go roller skating. Exactly. I enjoyed it.
No, I went roller skating on 85th Street and 86th Street. You know, you stayed on the block. You know, the Gattulos, you know, they come from money. You know They're big shots. Speaking of big shots. You know, we talk about bail reform, and the bail system, and I'm someone who is involved and around that when I'm wearing my criminal law hat, unlike my civil law hat. So, thanks to Joe Sebilia, when he was not scrapbooking, eating Pop-Tarts, or doing whatever else he does. We have, he got us an excellent guest who I know for many years. She is the CEO of Empire Bail Bonds in New York. She's also the president of the National Association of Bail Agents, Michelle Esquenazi. Hello, Michelle. How are you? Welcome to Joe Piscopo Show.
Good morning, Arthur. How are you? Good morning, New York.
Oh, I am just Jim Dandy. I would like to speak to you first and foremost about, you know, what are your thoughts and how has this affected your business regarding the whole bail reform situation?
Well, you know, honestly, Arthur, I don't really want to move into how it affected me and my business and my family, because when I started advocating against bail reform back in 2012, long before it became a suppertime subject, I had advised the parties that be at the time that this was going to be quite the debacle. And the Republican side of the Senate held that off back in the day. Once we became a blue trifecta and Don Cuomo put it into effect, you know, literally when the clock struck midnight on January 1st, we started seeing bank robberies and the like. And if anybody knows that, you certainly do, right?
Sometimes when I'm in arraignments and I see crimes that people come up there with and there's no bail set on them because it's against the law to set a bail on them, I just shake my head. I'm like, how is this possible?
It's possible because bail reform is a national political agenda funded by Soros and co. And that's really where it stems from. I think that you know, of all people, that we amended bail reform twice since its rollout. It was done both times in the New York State budget as an amendment. And I would expect that whoever wins the governor's race, we are going to be going back up as a contingency of bail experts. And we're going to yet amend it again, because crime of moral turpitude, as you well know, is abound in New York City. Look at the father who was just killed yesterday morning in a Marriott lobby. Those two offenders are longtime known offenders released on bail reform policies over and over and over again.
So, Michelle, and again, I'm not trying to put you on the spot, but do you have any data of kind of numbers? You know, people always like to hold on to things like numbers. Any changes statistically in repeat offenders committing these crimes? People who would have definitely been held in on some form of bail that are now out and about?
It's an excellent question, Arthur, and thank you for asking the question. However, as you know, during COVID, our courts shut down, and so did data collection. So data collection that is being done is essentially being done in a skewed way by the other side. They do not measure or quantify failure to appear. So whatever data collection is being done at present that might be available is not actual.
I got you. So it's hard to put your fingers on exactly what's going on. I mean, to some degree, Michelle, I will tell you, I think bail reform is getting too much of the blame. I think there are other issues out there, like this poor FDNY EMT worker who's being put to rest today. She's going to be promoted from a lieutenant to a captain.
God bless, yeah.
You know, that has people are throwing bail reform in there. That has nothing to do with bail reform. That had to do with a guy who's out of his mind. He's still locked up in Bellevue. So I think bail reform to some degree is like an easy out for people to just blame the rise in crime on bail reform in and of itself. Go ahead.
I'm sorry. You might be right on that. But, you know, bail reform is just one of the menu items under the auspices of the umbrella of criminal justice reform. Right. So when they emptied the jails, you know, subsequent to the initiation of bail reform, they did not consider, or maybe they didn't care, about EDPs. And for those of you that don't know what that means, an EDP is an emotionally disturbed person. When those individuals were incarcerated, those individuals were given their meds at 2, 4, and 9. And, you know, they were seemingly okay, right? I'm not saying that they need jail, but they do need institutionalization. And the fact that they have been just set free on the streets and they have absolutely no mandate to medication, which many of them need, obviously, They're the ones committing the majority of the crime of moral turpitude in the city of New York. They are the reason why we are deathly afraid to have our children go to New York City.
So we're talking to Michelle Esquenazi. She's the president of the National Association of Bail Agents, is the CEO of Empire Bail Bonds here in New York, and she's a well-known fixture in the criminal justice system here in the five boroughs. So, Michelle, if you were going to sit down with Governor Hochul or maybe soon to be Governor Zeldin, what advice, what would you be telling them needs to be done?
Again, an excellent question. So if I were to be sitting down with Lee Zeldin, I would be discussing a full repeal, which is something that we've discussed with that campaign. If we are going to be discussing it with Governor Hochul, then we're going to talk about another amendment, and we're going to talk about crime against the victim. And when there are criminal recidivists that are committing crimes, whether they're misdemeanant or felony crimes against human victim, they should be subject to bail, and they should be subject to psych hearing with a 72-hour hold. Well, and that the judges should get their judicial discretion back.
There you go. This is Michelle Esquenazi. She's giving you really from the front lines of what's going on in the world of bail reform. Thank you so much, Michelle. I appreciate you finding the time to call into the Piscopo in the morning.
Thank you for all that you do for the criminal justice system, Arthur. It's wonderful.
Well,
thank you kindly.
You keep fighting the good fight. All right, folks, it is 7:50 in the morning, and I think we're going to do a little bit of traffic to see what's going on in the roads on this rainy Wednesday morning.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer.
Here's the latest on Route 80 westbound, still closed between exits 58 Madison Avenue and 57 Main Street in Patterson. A jackknife tractor trailer has been cleared off the road, but all lanes remain closed as they clean up a debris spill. And eastbound through that stretch, the shoulder is blocked. 280 looking better, still slow, but a crash cleared at Mount Pleasant Avenue in West Orange. GW Bridge inbound on the upper deck, 35 minutes, lower deck, 50 minutes. On the other side of the bridge, the Cross Bronx northbound at the Major Deegan, crash on the ramp to the Deegan, blocking the left lane. In at the Lincoln Tunnel, 35 minutes, and it's a 15-minute inbound delay at the Holland Tunnel, both approaches. Sawmill northbound before Nepperhan Avenue and Yonkers, disabled vehicle. Bill Parkway backed up westbound into Pennsylvania Avenue. That's because of a crash blocking a lane. An alternate side of the street, parking rules suspended today for religious observance. Meter rules in effect. You now know where not to go. I'm General Crispin with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
The Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been supporting America's heroes and their families since 9/11. Christopher Slutman is one of those heroes. Christopher was a decorated 15-year FDNY member. He later became a staff sergeant in the United States Marine Corps. He was serving our country in Afghanistan when he was killed in action by an IED, leaving behind his wife and three children. When a first responder or military service member does not come home and young children are left behind, Tunnel to Towers pays off their mortgage to lift the financial burden and bring the family stability. Christopher's family is able to stay in the house that he and his wife picked to raise their kids, the house that their kids feel safe in, the house where everyone showed up to support the family after Christopher's death. Help America's heroes and their families. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at T2T.org. T, the number 2, T.org.
Keep your body moving with powerful nutrients to support your joints and overall mobility. Invite Health is here to save the day and your body with the best-selling Cartilage HX. Cartilage HX helps to maintain the health of your cartilage and promotes flexibility and mobility. This powerful formulation provides a patented form of type 2 collagen called UC2 that has been shown in clinical studies to promote joint comfort and strong, healthy bones. Just listen to what some Invite Health customers in the tri-state area are saying about Cartilage HX.
I had a problem with my left knee and had to take baby steps going up the stairs. I'm almost normal now.
Miracle! When I climb the stairs, my knees no longer hurt.
Stay active with the help of Cartilage HX. Buy one bottle, get the other free, plus free shipping today. Call 800-673-2345 now to order. Again, that's 800-673-2345. 800-673-2345.
Listen to us online at am970theanswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or odyssey.com.
You have many choices, but none that deliver the personal touch that you will experience at Empire State Bank. Tired of paying ATM fees when you're in a pinch? Enjoy free business and personal checking with no monthly fees or minimum balances. Also, use your debit card to make withdrawals from your checking account at any ATM, and the fees are on Empire State Bank. That's right, one less thing you got to worry about. Each month, your ATM fees are calculated and refunded directly back into your free business or personal checking account up to $18 each month. Empire State Bank doesn't let the little things get in your way. With a free business or personal checking account. To open your free checking with free ATMs, call today 866-464-0003. It's 866-464-0003. In Staten Island, Brooklyn, and Queens, Empire State Bank. Visit ESBNA.com. That's ESBNA.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
The Relief Factor Pain-Free Studio. Say goodbye to pain and hello to relief with Relief Factor today.
Our hosts tell it like it is.
No safe spaces here. AM 970, The Answer.
5 minutes to the top of the hour here on AM 970, The Answer, in the Joe Piscopo Show. Al Gattulo, Arthur Idella, and Joe Sebilia sitting in for Joe, who's in Italy. He's already checked in this morning. I don't think he'll be checking in the rest of the day. We'd like to get rid of this rain and check out of this rain. Jeff Nordin is at the AccuWeather desk with more on that. Jeff, so the rain is finally wrapping up. Looks like it's moving out late this afternoon, correct?
Yes, that's going to kind of be the trend. Our latest thoughts, though, still have a potential of seeing some more wraparound from this as that low is slowly getting pushed off to the east. So I wouldn't say we're in the clear yet because, as of right now, most of the rain is to the north, like in almost Albany.
Right.
But because it's a wraparound kind of system, as it gets shifted to the east, that which is occurring to the north can get down here. So here's what I'm calling for today. Some spottier showers could continue in the afternoon, but it's dry right now. 50 is going to be the high, 52 overnight. And then look at this. Sunshine and blue skies, much warmer tomorrow, 72, 73 on Friday with some sunshine and a possibility of a shower, but it is very low chance. So it should be dry.
Excellent. Thanks, Jeff. We'll check in with you next hour, and we'll get a look at the weekend forecast, which is looking to be a little bit cooler. So what do we got next hour?
We got a whole bunch of good stuff coming up. I'm just looking at there's going to be the funeral this morning for Lieutenant Allison Russo. They're going to elevate her to cap. What a harsh.
Harsh. Terrible. Harsh show.
We do have Hillary Kramer, the millionaire maker, coming up in the next hour. We have Mark Morgan. He's a senior fellow for the Federation of American Immigration Reform. So we're going to hit some heavy topics. But the overriding big story is Aaron Judge.
Yeah.
Everywhere you look.
Yes. 62.
It's the cover of every newspaper. It is the hardest thing in sport is to hit a baseball, correct?
Oh, without a doubt.
In other words, we could all kick a soccer ball into the net. We could all shoot a hoop. We could all, maybe not with, you know,
just remember,
Kevin Durant.
If you're 3 for 10, you could be a major leaguer.
The second most difficult might be hitting a golf ball, but that's...
No, you could hit a golf ball.
That's good. Not everybody
You ain't hitting, not one of us in this room is hitting a 90-mile-an-hour fastball down the middle. Not a chance.
How about this? No one's hitting a 75-mile-an-hour.
Right, exactly.
I'm not hitting a 2-mile-an-hour.
No one's hitting Bartolo Colon if he's throwing it at 60. It's not happening.
It's just not happening. Right. So, congratulations. And look, the fact that Babe Ruth, New York Yankee, Roger Maris, New York Yankee, Aaron Judge, a New York Yankee.
It's great.
The weather's supposed to clear up, folks. It is 7:58 on a Wednesday morning. We're halfway through the show. We're going to have another great 2 hours for you. Sit back, relax, have a cup of Joe. Not Joe Sebilia, just Coffee Joe. And we'll have a great 8 o'clock hour for you. I promise. Don't go away.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
with in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.